Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, September 19th, 2016. With me today, back from his mysterious adventure, Brian Chaffin. How are you?
I want to suck your blood.
You are such a flirt. John Martellaro, how are you?
I'm better than that was. Whatever that was, I'm better than that.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, I stayed up working on things until 7-8 in the morning every day while I was up.
I don't know how you do that, Brian. I mean, I'm a late night person, but wow.
Even then, it was forcing myself to go to bed. I'm just such a natural vampire. But it's good to be back.
Yeah, and it's good to have you back.
And
it was a busy weekend for all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, before we jump into that, I want to tell everyone that I have a podcasting class coming up on September 26th. It's at Boulder Digital Arts, and that's in Boulder, hence Boulder Digital Arts. If you are a BDA member, it's $69. It's a one evening class, so it's a 3-hour class. If you are not a member, it's $89, but I have a 15% discount that you can use. If you sign up, it's use the code JGametPod16 and you get 15% off. So I'm going to take you from the very basics, like how do you even get up and running, all the way through getting your show onto the iTunes store and telling people about it.
And so, I can tell you that Jeff is an excellent coach in that regard because he trained me.
Oh, John, you're just the best ever. So anyhow, yeah, come hang out with me on September 26th. It'll be great, and we can talk podcasting. And if you're ready to start your own show, I am totally going to give you what you need so that you can do that. Because I love it when people go do that. Anyhow, it was a busy weekend. So we were all playing with our new iPhones, and I thought we should take a look at what our first impressions are of these shiny new little talky things. And I'll start by saying I was really surprised at how much lighter, like physically lighter, the new iPhone feels. The iPhone 7 compared to my 6S weighs noticeably less. I was not expecting to be able to tell that difference.
I'm holding them both. I would say, yeah. Of course, I wasn't blind when I picked them up, so you know, I could be projecting. Just
I've noticed that too, but I haven't had a chance to go look. I don't know what the grams difference is.
I think it's 5 grams lighter.
That's the weight of a nickel by definition. By the way, a nickel was defined to be 5 grams in its weight.
All right. Well, of course, it's about a nickel less.
I've got the old Apple. Old. I've got the last year's iPhone. Oh, actually, it's an iPhone 6 leather case on my iPhone 6S, and I've got the iPhone 7 leather case on the iPhone 7, and it's possible that there could be additional weight difference there. I don't know.
There's a little bit of weight difference there, but if you take them out of their cases and hold them naked, which you are a flirt, so you may want to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll be able to feel the difference, I believe.
Well, I'm using the OloClip 6S case because it has the extra large opening for the lens, the OloClip lens. And it's the only case that I had in the box that I could instantly, the only 6S case I could instantly snap onto the 7 because of that extra large opening, pending some other cases I've got coming. Mm-hmm. So that's nice. And it's kind of translucent and light. So I like that OloClip case designed for the OloClip lenses.
The weight difference is noticeable, even more noticeable without the case, because of course you don't have it's the yeah, it's not a life changing difference.
No, it's not a life changing difference, but it is noticeable.
And by the way, I've got the black finish, which is the matte black finish, not the jet black finish.
Same here.
Same here.
Like it a lot.
It's gorgeous.
Of course, it's in a case, so no one's ever going to see it.
Well, that's why I'm going to be reviewing transparent cases this year, because with all these glorious colors like gold and rose gold and black and jet black, why put a case on your phone that isn't transparent? Unless you need something ultra rugged, you know, you're going to be out doing military maneuvers. So that's my motivation.
I should also
coming through
mention that last I think Friday a week ago I wrote about my hands-on experience with the home button at Apple's media event, and I said that in that piece, and I may have even talked about it on TDO, but I mentioned that the haptic feedback from the haptic engine on that thing didn't really feel like a button pushing, and having gotten my iPhone 7 in my hands, it immediately felt like a button pushing. Now, that's subjective.
Sure.
Adam Christensen, for instance, said that he did not feel that that was the case. My point is this. I said it specifically didn't feel that way when it was hands-on. I stressed that it was hands-on time. I took my new iPhone 7 out of the box, started using it, and it immediately felt a lot better. I don't know if there was actually a difference between the unit at the media event and the unit I have in my hand, or if it's because I was standing versus sitting. I have no idea what the difference is.
I have a theory about
that. I like it.
I have a theory. I think what's happening to you is the same thing that's happening to me. We're getting used to it.
No, it was out of the box, man. It was not. It was. I thought very specifically about that as I was using it. It's like, it's just I'm getting used to it. It was out of the box and felt better.
Brian, I'm going to give you some validation there, because yesterday I spent some time with my family. I handed my iPhone 7 to my sister and my nieces and let them play with it for a few minutes. And they were certain that there was a physical movement to the button. And I told them, no, there's not. And they're like, no, I can actually feel when the button does depress. And yes, I know there's a vibrate thing going along with it, but it's physically depressing someone. I'm like, nope. But they swore up and down that they could feel the button actually clicking. So
all right, so I'm in with the kids.
You were totally in with the kids, Daddy-O.
That's fantastic. One more note, and I'm going to actually write about this. So I mentioned having Apple's new iPhone 7 video leather case. It has buttons on it, physical metal buttons.
I really, really like this new case, Brian.
Yeah, do you have it too?
Yes, I went with the really dark blue.
I went with the storm gray. I didn't go black, despite my proclivities towards going black.
Well, with your vampire lifestyle,
aside from the color, which is obviously going to be very subjective for everybody, the buttons on this thing are so much better than the embossed leather buttons on last year's model.
Oh, yes. I agree completely.
It's just it's night and day more usable and easier to feel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So
this is the case Apple should have made for the iPhone 6 and 6S, not just the 7.
It's funny how Apple keeps making things better and better in little incremental ways in light of one of my discoveries, and that is heretofore Apple's always shipped the earbuds in a little cute clear plastic case that's kind of nice. This year, the Lightning earbuds are wrapped around a piece of cardboard, and the Lightning to 3.5mm audio jack is looped on the back. Maybe they couldn't figure out how to do a case and make the
adapter cable visible. Use the case,
and maybe they just thought that was extra cost they didn't need to spend. But I had one reader complain to me about the loss of the cool plastic case for the earbuds.
You know, everyone I know that uses Apple's earbuds, they throw out the case because they're just using the earbuds. Now, on a side note to that, I realized yesterday at some point that I still haven't dug far enough into my iPhone box to find the headphones or the 3.5mm adapter.
It's on the back of the Lightning earbuds. It's in a little half loop. Just turn it over.
The point is, it doesn't matter for me. I mean, if I've gone several days and it took me that long to realize I never even bothered to go look for the piece, I'm kind of thinking I don't need it.
You know, my philosophy,
put mine in my car and leave it there.
My philosophy on that is that the adapter belongs to your favorite earphones, not to the iPhone.
And my favorite earphones that I use with my iPhone are Bluetooth.
Yeah, I've got a pair of nice Sony headphones I like, and I just leave the adapter connected to them. Figured that out right away.
That totally makes sense.
Yep.
Brian, are you using the adapter at all?
Yeah, I've used the adapter. Well, so, yes, I'm using the adapter. I haven't really used the headphones yet, but the only reason I'm using the adapter so far is because I take a lot of phone calls with my Blue Microphone MoFi headphones. And they're super comfortable, and I really like them a lot. So yeah, I've been using my adapter with that. I also have a pair of Lightning headphones here, in addition to the headphones that came out of the box. But I, you know, it's only been a weekend, and I just, you know, have everything sitting where it's sitting. And
sure.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that answers my question. Thank you. And I just pulled the little cardboard thing with the headphones out of the box and turned it over. Man, that adapter is a lot smaller than I thought.
It is. But that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I mean, it should sink into obscurity.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, so far for me, the headphone jack has been a non-issue.
Yeah, so far. Okay. Out of the box, Apple gives you what you need. You've got Lightning headphones out of the box. Mm-hmm. You have an adapter if you want to use your legacy headphones. As John just pointed out, whichever one of you that said that, it's small. You can just leave it sitting on the end of your headphones. For most people, in my opinion, you're going to be good to go. The only issue is going to be for anyone who needs to do pass-through charging.
And the fix for that is coming in the next couple weeks. Belkin is already talking about their adapter, and they said it's coming in, I believe, early October.
Speaking of pass-through charging, one of the things I noticed with this iPhone 7 right away is that the battery level stays at 100% for a long time after a full charge. When you're not doing anything with the phone and it's just kind of sitting there, I attribute that to the low power mode of the A10 Fusion processor. But it's delightful how long it stays at 100% after you charge it when you're not doing anything with it, like it's sitting there on the desk.
I've noticed using my iPhone 7, I've noticed increased battery life already.
And I'm going to agree with you, although I haven't had nearly as much time to actually play with my phone as you have, but it seems to me like my battery is lasting longer.
Apple specifically said it had about 2 hours more battery life
on the
iPhone 7.
Yeah.
And an hour for the 7 Plus, I believe.
Right. Yeah.
Which is funny. It seems like it'd be the other way around, doesn't it?
You would think, but I guess with whatever, I don't know, bigger screen or I don't know.
I haven't taken a single photograph with this new wonderful iPhone 7, but you have, Jeff. Maybe this would be a good time to mention that too.
It's like you read my mind, because that's right where I was going right now. Yeah, last night, since that was the first time I had where I could just really focus on playing around with my new iPhone, I went out and started walking around Pearl Street Mall and taking photographs. So I was doing low light photography, and I was really pleased with the image quality that I was getting. And I was posting images on Instagram, and so they're also showing up on Facebook and what's the other thing? Twitter. So you can find me there, Jay Gamut, and you can look at the pictures and tell me what you think. Keep in mind that there is some quality that's lost because of the compression that Instagram does. So, yeah. But that said, the photos that I was getting, I was really impressed with. And the worst one that I had was a picture that I took of a of a rabbit that was sitting out in kind of a courtyard area, and it was about 20 feet away. And to make sure that you could see the rabbit in the photo, I had to zoom in Instagram, so there's a lot of extra noise. So if you look at that one and think, oh, well, this camera's just crap, well, keep in mind that I did everything wrong for that photo. But look at the others and tell me what you think. My opinion is the camera does much better with night photography than the 6S.
All right. Well, that's at least where we are so far, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's still more testing to do. I mean, Apple said the camera is better. It's definitely has a couple of the sensors bigger, right? It's 12 yes. megapixels instead of 10. There's supposed to be some other differences. So I look forward to your further testing on that.
Sure. And I will give you a little teaser on that. I did have time yesterday morning to take some shots outdoors. And what I found was that the reds I was getting were much better. And that's a thing I always look for, because Apple's cameras have always had trouble with reds. And when I did a comparison shot with my iPhone 6S of just bright, sunny street trees, and, you know, so it was a good mix of stuff. The iPhone 6S photo in comparison looks kind of washed out.
I'm sorry, it looks what?
I just knew you were going to go there. Do you need to go back on vacation, Brian?
Yes. Yes, I do. Are you going to be also telling us about True Tone stuff at some point?
Yes. I need to do some more comparison before I really talk about what difference it makes for iPhone 6 and earlier, or 6S and earlier versus 7. But the gist is that we are seeing some different colors on our screens because of what Apple does for color matching.
Listen, I can't stress this enough. We need someone of your color expertise to explain to us what it is, what matters, and what doesn't matter also.
Well, I'm going to do that. And we don't have time today, so don't worry, people.
Well, it either needs an in-depth video piece or an in-depth write-up.
It's going to get a piece, and I don't know yet if it's going to be written or video. But either now, way,
are you capable of separating the pro uses versus the consumer uses? Because right, Brian. You're a color snob. Brian. You're a color snob, dude.
Brian, really?
Yes.
Don't worry. People that are not pros, this will be useful for you. People that are pros, this will be useful for you.
Excellent.
Don't worry about it, Brian. I've totally got this.
Excellent.
Hey, we are almost out of time. But
really?
I know. Seriously. See, time flies when we're having fun and when you're flirting. But before we go, John, you got the experience of taking your iPhone back into the Apple store and picking up your new one on Friday. And I'm curious, how did that experience go?
Well, it didn't go as well as it went last year. What happened this year was there were some administrative issues with people who were in the Apple upgrade program, and they let those people in first, and there was some extra time required to straighten that out. And when I got there at 9, instead of I had a 9 to 9:30 window. When I got there at 9:01, instead of being ushered into the store in my window, I was put into a line far away from the store in a side concourse and had to wait for about 40 minutes. And it was kind of like Disneyland, because then the second line I got to was in front of the store, and I had to wait there for about 15 minutes. And so finally it was an hour before I was, and the people who joined me, and there were about 10 of us in the 9 to 9:30 window, before we could get into the store. And then,
so it was after 10 when you got it was in 10, it was appointment?
Between 10 and 10:05. I have a photograph timestamp to 10:05 when I first started with my sales rep.
Of course you do.
And of course. And that took about 40 minutes a little longer than last year, it seems. I had to produce my driver's license 3 different times, and I had to enter my Apple ID and password 3 different times into different phones. And the process is very laborious and time-consuming. If I didn't know exactly what I was doing because I had done it before, I think it would have been a frustrating experience having to repeat these processes. So all told, from the time I got in line until I walked out of the mall, it was an hour and 45 minutes, not optimum. But the manager was great, and he was working really hard and explaining everything to us, and the salespeople were terrific. My sales rep was a young woman who was just fabulous and knew everything, and she was so efficient with her handset, and she handed it to me when it was time to, you know, punch in my Apple ID and password, and she got my old 6S processed and reset and cleared and bagged and got $275 for my iPhone 6S. So everything went all in all, once I got going, really nice. And it's a brand new store at Park Meadows, and it's beautiful. So it was a, all in all, it was a pleasant but mildly annoying experience, especially since my wife was with me and she wasn't planning on spending that much time spinning her gears.
So she just had to go off and shop, it was
some coffee.
Just to clarify, it was annoying not because your wife was there, but because of the delays, and so that was frustrating for your wife.
Yeah.
And just think carefully.
Yes, be carefully, John.
Right? That's right. This could have been a life-changing moment for you, but I think we covered for you.
I went and picked up a case. Apple didn't have the iPhone 7 cases in the store until the 7th. Until the 16th. And long story short, I ordered it for pickup. And when I went in, the place was packed. It actually took a really long time to check out. And I didn't have to wait in a line. But actually getting someone who could go and get my order, which is just a case, took a really, really long time. And there, yeah, it was packed, and it seemed like everything was taking a long time.
You know, I went into the Flatiron Crossing store. I want to say it was like 1 p.m. And because I hadn't bought a case and realized that, so I figured I would pick it up on my way to go get my phone. And there was a line outside the store of people that had just shown up to buy a phone, so not even pre-orders. And the place was full, and it was they couldn't move phones fast enough just because of all the people. But they had a lot of phones for people that were just walking in. I was really surprised. Now, for me, to get in and get out was not a big deal. I had to go and ask if I can come in the store because they had people standing at the door, so you couldn't even come in. And they're like, yes, of course, you're buying a case. Go get your case. And then I used the app to pay for my case. And that was great because I was able to go in and get out within a few minutes. And it took a little bit longer than usual, but not bad at all. But I was surprised at how long the line was with people waiting, just hoping they'd be able to buy an iPhone on that day.
Most of the people I chatted with wanted black, one or the other color of black. One young woman was crazy about rose gold, but everybody else I talked to was after a black iPhone 7.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
At the door when I was waiting to make sure that I didn't need to wait in line for my order pickup, the person that was right in front of me had received an Apple Watch Series 2 in the mail and wanted to, or, you know, delivery, and wanted to exchange it, LOL.
Wow.
He wanted to exchange it in the store right then. So
good luck with that.
Yeah, that took some sorting. That took some sorting out.
Yeah. Hey, we're out of time, so we need to wrap up.
Good to be back.
It's good to have you back.
So, nice to have you, Brian.
Yeah, welcome back, Brian.
My Vulcan mind is spinning with delight at your return.
Thank you kindly, John. And we have tips coming up this week, right?
Yes.
We've got a lot of tips coming.
Yes. I'm excited about all the tips that we have coming over the next few days. So, yeah, Brian, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us, man.
John, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Listeners, thank you for being here. And hey, come to my podcasting class. It's on the 26th. I want to see you. All right. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.